Since the pandemic began, the world has created $42 trillion in new wealth. Where'd it go? Well, two-thirds of that went to the richest 1%, many of whom are hanging out together this week at a Swiss resort known as Davos. These new numbers come from Oxfam, and let's talk more about this report with Robin Farzad. He hosts the public radio show Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
Well, how did the world generate all this new wealth during COVID, and how did the super-duper rich get two-thirds of that pie?
Wealth compounds. It's something that you and I in our field understand. It's one of the amazing things when I entered business journalism, you know, in investing magazines, for example, a dollar, for example, invested in global equities or the S&P 500 in the early 20th century would have compounded to ridiculous amounts. And so you have people at the onset of this pandemic who were blessed enough to be in equities, to have big cash balances, real estate, who are in desirable markets, and then the Fed takes rates to zero and all sorts of risk assets boom. And so, you know, suddenly millions of dollars are worth tens of millions of dollars. And the poorer people who are wage dependent, only belatedly did they see wage gains, but nowhere near what the stock market or real estate did.
And just to be clear, wealth is different from income, right? Wealth is your stocks, your house, your private island gaining value.
Yeah, Bitcoin, hard assets, jewelry, real estate, I mean, agricultural land, all of that did really well. Clearly, the bloom is off that rose with the Fed taking up interest rates. But still, the rich got very richer. The poor, they didn't really do much better, especially relatively.
Speaking of which, according to this Oxfam report, the poorest among the other 99%, life is actually getting worse with extreme weather, inflation. The report notes that progress on extreme poverty has come to a halt. Wow.
Look at sub-Saharan Africa, look at Haiti, look at Cuba, look at the shores of South Florida, where, you know, this is not getting much attention as these places are looking so much wealthier and so much dreamier than these kind of blown out developing economies. You're seeing refugees risk life and limb to get there. It's happened in the Mediterranean. We've seen it with Syrian refugees trying to come into Turkey. And so while you might not see the French Revolution right now and people fed up with pitchforks in the street, they're really trying to seek out a better life. We see it at our southern border with Central America and Mexico and the crisis here. And this is happening the world over.
So Oxfam in this report is suggesting taxing the top 1%. And it actually suggests that in much of the world, it's hugely popular. You think that's realistic?
I think it sounds great, a windfall tax, because yes, they make a very good point. Food and energy companies use the cloud cover, the rhetorical cover of headline inflation, to push through price hikes. And they were opportunistic and they were waiting for years to have pricing power. And should some of that be clawed back to help those who are disproportionately hit in a time of inflation for essentials? I think it's a very powerful argument. The problem is it going to cause unintended consequences? Market type people will say you'll see less exploration and development and food production and manufacturing and crop formation if that happens. I think it's an open judgment.
All right. This is from an Oxfam report that you should check out. There's an interesting section that says every billionaire is a failure as far as the carbon footprint of every billionaire. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott.